Welcome back to the News Hour. It's time for Club Krannert. Pleased to have with us the head of Illinois Theater, who returns to Club Krannert, Kirsten Pullen, talking about the production of, and this is a lengthy title, The Persecution and Assassination of Jean-Paul Marat, as performed by the inmates of the Asylum of Charenton under the direction of Marquis de Sade.
Yes, and Scott, you can just call it Marat Sade.
Oh, good, because otherwise the interview's over at this point.
Pretty much.
Marat Sade opens up tonight in the Studio Theater, the first of 8 shows that will run from tonight through November 11th. Good to have you back. I want to ask you about why you are programming this, but first, just context of the play itself. It is, at this point, a well-known play from the 1960s. As all plays that you can program go, still kind of recent.
Yes. I mean, we do a lot of 20th century work and 21st century work in the department. And this one is, on the one hand, kind of recent as compared to when we do our classical work. But on the other hand, it's one of the older pieces of this season. I will say that I read it first when I was an undergraduate, and it's a play that actors are really excited to do. I was an actor at that point, or I thought I was going to be an actor at that point. And we're excited to do it because, I mean, you're playing madness, right? Mm-hmm. It's a very physical play. It's got a lot of interesting vocal work. It's a play with music. And, you know, it's just a fun show. So it's kind of the thing that when you read it and you're a performer or a director, you read it and you think, oh, I want to do this. And I actually, we didn't pick it for this reason, but I was actually in it after I graduated from college. Before I went back to grad school, I got to be in it. And so I was excited to be here and see it here. And Laura Hackman, who's directing it, she says that she's been wanting to do it since she first read it at about the same time. She and I are about the same age. So as, you know, young actor directors, both of us went, oh, I want to do this play. And now she's getting her chance to direct it.
Is it an opportunity for an actor to really get outside of themselves?
So much so. I mean, the character, it's not a realistic play at all. It's not a kind of natural, you know, kitchen sink drama. Instead, it's really heightened emotions and songs. And then all of the characters are or are presumed to be insane. So, yeah, it's just a chance to really stretch your body and your voice and your emotions. And so it's fun.
Makes me think a bit of One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
Yes, it's exactly that same kind of challenge to, you know, do that kind of portrayal.
Kirsten Pullen is here. She is producing Marat Sade under the direction of Laura Hackman. So why this play about the French Revolution?
Well, I mean, I think that when Weiss wrote it in the 1960s, he was also looking back to the French Revolution for particular parallels with that. And I'm not sure what parallels he found exactly. I don't really want to speak about him. I want to speak about what we're doing. I know that for us, and especially for Laura, she felt like the Napoleon, because it's set in 1808, after the events of the French Revolution, when Napoleon is the emperor, but before he sort of goes down in flames. But you can see that. And I know she's really interested. I was really interested in the way that Napoleon's nationalism of France being the greatest country ever, of lifting up the French people, how that has parallels to nationalism and those movements in Europe and the United States now. So we've got a moment of lots of governments looking inside, wanting to keep themselves sort of separate and powerful. And certainly in France now, just as I think in France in 1808, that's a real move to strengthen sort of the French national identity. And so wanting to explore the parallels with that kind of rise of nationalism now with Napoleon. So that was one big reason. And I think, too, it's an exciting play because some of the inmates at Charenton, at least the way that Weiss understands it, are there for political dissidents as well. I mean, certainly Marat putting that character there in the Marquis de Sade was actually in Charenton for political dissidents. And thinking about that, about what are we doing across the country about people who speak out and speak against. I think of, again, Julian Assange, the founder of WikiLeaks, who, and I'm not saying that he's either good or bad, I just mean as a parallel, a response has been to, you know, he has exiled himself. And so what do we do with dissidents? Do we let them speak or do we try to silence them? And I think it's kind of imagining the links to which governments might go.
Kirsten Pullen here talking about the upcoming performances of Marat Saad, which opens tonight in the Studio Theater at the Krannert Center for the Performing Arts. You do six shows overall, six different shows across the season. There'll be eight shows of this. Where does this fit into what you're trying to do this season?
I like to think about the three audiences we have and how our production season can speak to those three audiences, how it provides pre-professional training for our students. So we're sure that we're giving them acting challenges in the way that this is definitely an acting challenge. We think about how our design tech management students will be stretched. And funny thing happened on the way to the forum in particular, just did, you know, an amazing set. We had a great story in the News Gazette about it, in fact, about our set and our props and our costumes for that. So all the different ways that we stretch our students and we're doing programming for them. And then I think about how we're speaking to the campus, how we are as a research university doing plays that have meaning, have relevance, that are even creating new ways to think about the world and new kinds of knowledge. And then I think about our community, the whole Champaign-Urbana community who support us always and how we're offering things for them. And I want every play to have parts of that. So that American Daughter, for example, seemed to really speak to our community in some ways, especially because we had two actors, Gary Amblin and Joy Hofsummer, from the community playing roles. And honestly, our campus, our Theater 101 students loved Funny Thing Happened on the Way to the Forum. Most of them stayed for the whole show. That was exciting and doesn't always happen. This is one that I think serves all those audiences in different ways because it is so expressly political. We're not shying away from that content. We are really trying to take a look at that in significant ways. But we're also training our actors. But we've also got amazing costumes. The costume designer for this show just sort of went crazy figuring out how to make it look sort of like now and sort of like the French Revolution, only using things you'd find in an insane asylum. So it's, you know, it's been that. And I know, sorry to keep going on, but I just want to say before I stop, the other big student opportunity that this gave us is Hayat Dominguez, the sound designer, has written all the original music. And the inmates, the actors, are singing it with, like, found instruments of metal spoons and banging on things. And so it's just been a great training for our students, but it's also really serving that project of opening up conversation.
It's not music original to the play.
No, the music, the play has original music, but instead of using that, we decided that we would do our own. We have the rights to do that. There are options with this, but we wanted to kind of make our own music than rather than doing a more traditional kind of singing with it.
Fascinating. Marat Saad opens up tonight, 7:30 at the Studio Theater. More information and tickets at KrannertCenter.com. Do be aware, this is a show for adults, right?
It is definitely a show for adults. I have an 11-year-old daughter. She's not going to this one.
That's all right. There are other opportunities for the young ones around.
Yes.
Appreciate it, Kirsten. Let's do it again.
Absolutely, Scott. Thank you.
Kirsten Pullen with us on Club Krannert. Local news in a moment.